Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
First February, we honor his name. First February, we adore his holy name. First February, we exalt, we extol, we magnify his holy name. It's 1st February. Giboho Tarabahandeske Ramadiba Antidedeko Gibo Oska Franti Kadada Gobo Shata. My Lord. We go, sir. Let's lower it a bit. I need you here. Your two hands are lifted up. The song, the same song the man of God sang, I want us to sing it again. Just sing with your voices. Osona will crawl. Osona will crawl. Osona. You all have beautiful voices. You sing like a choir. Come on. Osona will crawl. Yes, Osona will crawl. Osona will. That's how Elisha helped me on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Osona will crawl. Yeah. Osona. Ah. Osona will crawl. Oh, Osona. I will cry. Well, soon I will cry. Yeah, well, soon I will cry. Yeah, be right, well, soon. Soon I will cry. And Father, we honor you for your love and goodness. With every hand lifted, Alabaster is grateful that we are blessed alive and well to be in your presence, to come before your throne tonight with joy. We are not more than the people that are in hospitals and the people that are in the psychotic places. We are not more than the people that are in prisons. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you worship. I bless your name. That somebody is here, well favored, anointed and blessed. Not just you, your children, your siblings, your mother, your father. Give God the glory. Oh, shout out. Glory to your blessed name. Thank you for every food from January until now. Every food on the table. Thank you. Every money in our pockets. Thank you. Thank you for your provisions, your protection. Thank you that you have begun a good work. Surely you will accomplish. I give you glory tonight in the name of Jesus that you will visit your people and usher us into this month and take us through it victoriously, that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. I bless you that you know the plans you think toward us. Thoughts of peace and good to bring us to unexpected end. Glory to your name. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Clap these special hands. Oh, shadadadamaha. No, 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 no. Go ahead. It's a song that comes to heart, even though we will not sing it as that tempo, but it's an old apostolic song. Onya misa ai Roma yantu nyume nyera dia ye Onya misa. I can't hear your voice, come on. Roma yantu nyume misi Onya misa. Hechonya misa, humayan tunyum ni aradya ye. Humayan tunyum eni aradya ye. Let me hear you sing, honya misa. Come on. Hechonya misa, humayan tunyum. Thank you. Sing it for the last time. Missy Onya Missa Master. Onya Missa. Umay unto you me around Jonya Missa. Onya misa, onya misa, na misa. Oma yantu juma yiye radia ye. For the last time, misi onya misa. Hachonya misa, umaya tunyu meji ya radia ya. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Whilst I read our foundation scriptures to you, it is the 1st of February. I give God the glory for your lives. My darlings, thank you very much. God richly bless you. You sang powerfully. It was a very lovely time in God's presence. Amen. I'm going to read you the foundation causes of the scriptures, and then right after that, we can take off. So John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John 12. Verses number 20 and 21. Every Tuesday and every Sunday is a time of training. Everybody say training. And everybody say, Chosimo. How are you going to say it in ever? Nakla. Klakla. 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 You know, we're training. Yeah. Chomi. Chomi in Krobo and Ada. Hallelujah. Any other language? The mente mente people, where are you? Yeah? Where are you? Enumbusofono. What how do you say? Yeah? Yeah? Any other language in this place? A little high on the thing will help me. Any other language? Yeah? What language is that? Where? Jessica area. All right. You know, Jessica area. And what is the word? Alabatia. Is it the language or the word I'm looking for? The word Alabatia. That's right. Alabatia. As alabaster beside. You know, that is how you learn language. Praise the name of the Lord. How do we say that in French? Training. 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 Hallelujah. Say amen. All right, I'm going to take my time for tonight so we can get into God's word deeply. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were some Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Tell the gentlemen they are breaking order in terms of excellence and order. All those guys there, please move. And then let's do that very quickly. Part of training. One of the things that you learn in training is order. Sequence. Order. You take that into even Wawariye, you will realize that Wawo and Tem, there will be order and sequence. The lady is laughing. My granny, too sharp, make I hear the order number, Vikra. Hallelujah. Pastor, is that you? Pastor Aaron, where have you been? You haven't still testified to us. You know, the young man touched something, but just stay in place. So sit down and enjoy the word. Pastor, come and get a seat here. We need to get to our business. We ain't through with it. We still have to be doing it. Yeah. Sit next to watch it here. Pastor Aaron was gay for 20 years. We did true muda. We be sweating the true muda. It's not funny. True muda and that for my word best sir. See, you do true muda, you will know that by now, no obo pampas. This is the reason why when, you know, they were debating about Trumutruma in parliament, I was saying that we should not stretch it too far. Let's bring a gay to the committee. And let's test the people in the committee with the gay person. When we are, then they will understand what we are talking about. The next time we mention gay, you will not even listen. Next time, hallelujah. And by the grace of God, he is now a pastor, a man of God, called and anointed, empowered by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in this end time. Not somebody joking. So the man comes from the fire to tell you there is nothing good in this. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. So I'm going to use the opportunity for us to be able to get into what we are talking about. Let's read this same foundation in different versions and then I will be able to move. And the Bible said in this one, some Greeks were among them who had gone to Jerusalem to worship during the first devout. The Bible said in the next verse, they went to Philip who was from Bethsaida in Galilee and said, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus." And this has been the culmination revelation that we have been talking about from the first day that we came on earth on the 9/11. That means that it was 11th of September 2016 when we first came on earth with the W3 service. It was the first scripture I read. And from that time until now, almost about 6 years down the line, 2016 to 2022, that's 6 years, isn't it? September is going to be 6 years exactly. It has been the scripture for every service and every gathering, every meeting whatsoever. We bring that same scripture to God's people and we are telling them that the reason why the pianist was playing, the reason why the drummer was playing, the reason why the singer sang, the reason why the person led prayer, the reason why you have come into this place, the reason why the preacher is preaching is because of Jesus. As a matter of fact, Jesus is the message. The message that I am preaching is Jesus. If Jesus is formed in you, if Christ is formed in you, you know, the Bible said he in you is the hope of glory. So there is no way that anybody that is in Christ will feel discouraged and suicidal. Oh God, I wish I can explain that. There is no way that somebody that is built in Christ, Jesus Christ, lives inside of you. There is no way that you can be discouraged. Because every day he stirs up hope. in you. There is hope. There is hope. A lot of hope. He brings hope to any hopeless situation. I can boldly tell you that this is going to be a good year. When I say I make statements like that, I'm not talking to the whole world. And so when people don't believe it, it's fine. Yes, you know, was a Mubian genie. From among his own Jews, they don't believe in it. There are just a very few amount of people among Jesus' own people in Jerusalem who believe in it. And so when people doubt you, that's nothing, man. I'm running a game watched by one person, and that is God. And he's only the only person that will judge me and assess my work. Yeah. The Bible has made it very clear that, you know, Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 12, he's going to weigh my work. His fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge my floor and gather my wheat into the gather. But if I have any chaff, or if I beat the chaff, then he will burn that chaff with an unquenchable fire. Jesus is making it very clear to everybody that I am going to separate. There is going to be a clear separation. There is going to be a separation. What do you say? We are Christian people. Danu nebechere. Yeah, danu nebechere. So we are Jidi ni mapa Christo ti umu mapa. Jidi ano u umu bi mapa. Ude ya juma. Enya wona adbeka wano. Enya wona adbeka wano. Brisa me unu se ni pani bebre onu mwa. Said ya chere kungu na kanu. Wakatiri wani mde chere nyam sumpa. Imu a huo di angasa di wani bi. Iti eye niso. Gana yadi ya kesiye bakuna. Eniso. Ya achom. Juju enimu. Eniso. Inipe enimu adum na ye. Ye ni abre na ye diye chile ye. Say a good amen. And so with an unquenchable fire, the Bible said, the natural said, Yesu is making a very clear submission. That ewe ye nejebi oho. Ubi yankase watadiye. Yeah. Otadia means lake. Lake Bosomche. Lake and Cobra. Lake. Isuone Taifa. Enko baby. Yeah. Stream. I can cast an friend of Sutene. Insua etene. But Otadia, Insua etaiho. Sana Otadia bidaho. Or friend Uja Tadia. Uja. The lake of fire. I feel true, baby. I was Oseye Jatadiye. Oseye Jatadiye. That means that Ejatai fire. When I'm talking about this fire, I'm not talking about sulfuric. I'm not talking about fire that is vaporized. I'm talking about sulfuric fire. Sulfuric fire means it is liquid, but it's still fire. Liquid fire. And now, we guys in this room, LPG gas. LPG, you know what he has to say? Liquidified petroleum gas. It's liquid fire. You book gas in the way, you might want to talk to me on Saturday in the Utimu se insuo tight container nim. But ubi eja no insuo ubi enim. Because it is petroleum. And at the same time, it is gas. Gas, it should say, eja enframa. Ibi tie, baby. Enko, baby, ya. Eye tadiye. The Bible said that God has prepared the lake of fire for Satan and his cohorts. Then he brings a group of people that he calls sons of disobedience.
As for them,
and then you know, maybe can somebody actually ask for you? As for them, man, no, Bibri was sorry. I am going to be even specific. As for them, man, Ibiwa. The children of disobedience are even in the house of God and even in alabaster. So the point is, why are you going to miss the opportunity when you have it to become a child of God? You have the opportunity to make it right with God. Why are you going to miss that opportunity? Why are you going to come here and waste your time when you know you are not real? I'm going to build that one here. Why are you going to waste your time when you come to Bible study and sleep next in your boyfriend's house? What is the point? What is your motivation? What motivates you to do that? And grofoa kwa yaji omani su wonte ye. Ye usye bibi fri womo diinim. And then tin wobi jimi na wenya so chen na won so shenwa na won so wako jimi bi. Why? Because that person is a lesson to you. That's ye free bibi fri woni pa kodi anymore. And gang gong go tota di akuru niwa. And so the Bible is saying, you know, ujata di eno etao. The Bible calls it, that is where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hell will not only be tormented. The people that go there, the Bible said they will be weeping. As a matter of fact, when you weep, that's my people may be asked. And you bring a book with you. Pray! And you pray for 1 week. Pray forever. Pray! Nobody can hear you. So I can boldly tell you, come out of the broad way to the narrow way and make it right with God. Make it right with God. When Sanubi Jimahim, Adamon Tebrofuana, clap for the Lord. It's part of worship. Push it up, sir, on the ice and come and get a seat and make your notes as well. Thank you. You are there. Praise the name of the Lord. So then I stand here and I'm not going to be missing words. If we preach this and you will not give an offering, keep it. But don't let me catch you. I police here. I was listening to Mama Comfort preaching in the F5 service. And she was telling us that we Chris will need the art and said, by you and then at Nassau. Now, me, Danny Daniel, and she. Or Danny Daniel. I put it in a nice way. I said that what is happening here, Yanoa. Sometimes they can cook, you know, because we live in two places. She's going to the other place, and then she cooks soup or stew, and say, Kudru, you know, this is it. This is your lunch. This is your dinner, and all you need to do is make sure you heat it. Oh, I'm my friends. Yeah, me wouldn't tell me really to heat the thing, and then she would ask the question. I say, well. I'm so I say, I pray, I ask the Lord, I know that you need courage from me in this end time, but heal my heart. Heal my heart. So throw no the boss to throw the command one here the boss to throw no in a no in Kakra room. I will be in the Nazumu Ben Hua on one of the Latus. Hallelujah. Heal my heart. We need to come about fun, fun, when you. On Sunday, I was speaking to, let me read this other scripture and then I can go, come to, I can start the submission. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. And this particular scripture have been derived from the inspiration in Matthew chapter 24, from verse number 1 to the very last verse. In Matthew 24, the Bible, you know, outlines so many things, but my favorite verse of all the, what the Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 24 is verse 32. Let me read verse number 32. He was talking about signs and symptoms. The Bible said, "Lend the parable of the fig tree when his branch are yet tender. He putteth forth its leaves. Yea, ye know that the summer is near." Let me read it again. "Now lend this parable, Lord, lend the parable of the fig tree when his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves. Ye know that summer is near." Put it in GNT. Let's break the English down just a little bit. In this one, he says, "The fig tree teach you a lesson. When its branches become green and tender, it starts putting out leaves, and you know that summer is near." Pack up the next verse, verse number 30. "In the same way, when you see all these signs, you shall know that the time is near, ready to begin." Mama, comfort me, bo. I'm telling the world that something, there are some events of end time eschatological arrangement of sequence of events that are going to happen. Look at this small pandemic. It is just one pandemic. The Bible outlines seven major pandemics after the rapture. Seven major. It doesn't qualify to be a minor pandemic. According to Bible standards, I'm talking about major pandemics. It will happen to the earth and to the world at the same time. Look at the world, the way the world has become helpless in the face of this minute thing. You tell me that if I wash my hands, this thing cannot be able to affect me. If I sanitize my hands and wear a nose mask or face mask, I am protected in a way. That means that this bag should not be able to bring world leaders to their knees. But when they reject God, they sit in darkness. Maybe let me paraphrase how I said it. When they reject the light, they will remain in darkness. And when they remain in darkness, they will stagger like blind people. And that is how the world leaders, including ours and all of them on the continent, is struggling at the moment. We give God the glory that this pandemic has not been able to cripple us the way it has crippled other nations. I'm telling you, because we don't have the infrastructure for that. At the phone, I'm a friend called Ibuniji, we're hospitals. Where were you going to be handled? Or who is going to take care of you? I saw, you know, a medical team at, you know, Accra and Suguru Mohode saying. Yeah, Damfa Hospital. In the lockdown, the nurses turn somebody up. With, we don't have any PPEs. I would decide we have a bar for 3 years. Because you know, common nose mask, those days, nose masks were not common. Next one happened, you will fear no one there. Shit. Or bear when you marry, we see where hat and where you will come. Will be up on the nose mask, you see the hat and how they will call you up, and the abyssinia group. They kick the person away when they will be called. This is how heartless the whole system is. Say a good amen. We actually read that particular verse, verse number 32 and 33 of God's word in that particular stroke of scripture, and let us hear the mind of the Lord. Matthew and Saint Peter, you know, and I am here. And we are some, you know, and here we are some, and here we are some, and come here, dear brothers.
Munsia brother man obeno.
Was it brother man? I hope no sia. When you see pandemics and famines, difficult economic situations, when you see all these things, you should also know that it is near, that the coming of Jesus Christ and the coming of the end of all the world is also coming. Read the word. Jesus, Luke 13:1-21, the same chapters of these verses, you know, of scriptures, you know, speak the same thing. Matthew 24, the whole chapter. Mark 13, the whole chapter. Luke 21, the whole chapter. Talks about the same thing. Events of things that are coming. You know, on Sunday, I was preaching, I was teaching and training my team after the service. The reason is because I keep saying something, Auntie B, and these people still don't get it. And I am finding different means and ways, just like Jesus, when he is speaking on weightier matters, he doesn't normally use metaphysical conundrums, but will rather use parables, parabolical teachings, to be able to teach his people. In other words, if he has a very important subject to teach, he does not use heavy words for them so they do not understand it. He rather bring it to their level. He picks up stories. Stories so they can be able to understand what he's talking about. So I picked up something. I said, you know, this is a 10 city bill. Can I have a 20 city bill? A 50 city bill, a 100 city bill, and if somebody has a $100 note, give it to me just for illustration. Thank you very much. Elisha gave me 20. I want a 50. Emmanuel gave me a 50 and a $100 bill. This is 200 cedis. I want $100. Somebody with $100. A $100 note. Anybody? 100 euro? Or pounds. There is no 100 pound note. It's a 50 pound. You've got somebody at an euro. All right. What's your name? Solomon. You gave me a 50 euro bill. All right. Let me do the illustration. This one came from the altar. This one came from Pastor Elisha. This one came from Emmanuel. And this one came from Nana, and this one came from Solomon. You all come here. You all come here. Come and let's do the illustration very well. So, Kofi Odro, I picked the 10 city note on the altar. I am standing here. All right. Okay. Let's begin from here. So, I am number one. I'm standing here. And then Pastor Elisha is number two. You are standing next to me. And then Emmanuel and then Nana spread out. And then let's do this. Good. I was telling my team on Sunday afternoon that Mienfani said, Christo sumwa yosumi nano senati. And I picked the scripture from 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. I was teaching on that particular scripture to God's people. And so I will put it here. The Bible said, David therefore departed and escaped into the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him in that particular cave to be with him. And the next verse is very interesting. And the Bible said, and everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves together. And he became a captain over them. And they were with him about 400 men. Take this particular scripture into a different version whilst watching reads this one in verse number 1 and 2 to, for us to be able to learn. Read, sir.
Now David free Hokoi. Now Johnny call Abdul Lambo Diamond. Na ninu anom ni neja fie nyina tie tie no wo san ko ni nchen ho na wona won ho a kire won ne wona wodeda aka ne wona won re aho bo abo won ano ba
ni nipa no a eba David nchen no eye nipa won ho a kire won enipa wodi aka eni nipa won yira ho enipa me ensa we na ade won bo bere nyi bema ne yira ho uware no wo problem. Bema wadeka. Oh, I don't know what problem. Make a cancer. TNE. Mono mehunu se. Fadudu anwa ni waso. Yeni nafo. I'm serious. Someone you are from what? We will not be having the same problems when we have already preached about. When we have already taught about. We won't have those problems emerging because we will learn very prominent and very remarkable lessons out of it. Everybody say lessons. Now everybody say training. You sound very boring. Say lessons and say training. The moment somebody is trained, they learn. The moment you are trained, you learn the essential lessons. Lessons that ought to be learned. That's what you hear here. If you say, Nippon, baby, Bregu, Mentias here, Christoni, why I walk, Bren, and Nichiri form, and all that, or Yabibi, and Yabi, because Yantutu and Yemay. Asam Makacha. And Tutu and Yemay. A dear, a sassa, you timidisha, your home, now your sorry waka, now your young Juma. Near the Akosha Bay for near the Akosha Bonsam, until we do not solve the problem. I'm talking to you. That I may say, would you move time? It will be could be heaven. Midin Yamia Sambaya Homaso Kong. Metro by force. I could have heaven. You would have one house one tena. My catch that above for and said, be a punanaman. Yeah, dear. Yeah, we are a juma. Hinimano, not baby or person. Say amen. But the Bible says something in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13. Let's read, you know, that phrase of scripture. I'm quoting many scriptures. So this is why when you are coming to Bible study, because it's training and because it's learning, come with your notebook, your pen, and your Bible. Adiano, make a can and tempt me. Book quotation, watch your heaven, whoop, be a qua. That is your lifestyle. Your book quotation, watch your book quotation, watch your ukofi and what tobo. Now, wako, check it. Check it. Because sometimes people can go scriptures and you check and it's not there. It's the truth. One time a preacher was preaching. He quoted a scripture 3 times and it struck me, check. I picked my Bible and I checked and it was not there. Meanwhile, he quoted it 3 times. Sometimes it can be an oversight. Sometimes it can be a slip of tongue. But sometimes too, it can be just a misquotation. It doesn't exist. The scripture doesn't exist. And he said, you will be cast 2 Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 40. 2 Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 40. Say, say. 2 Jeremiah, say. Jeremiah, no, 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 no. Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse number 13 of Matthew chapter 5, he said, you are the salt of the earth. Salt is a very powerful chemical. It changes every other chemical composition. For salt, chlorine, it will change it. Fa salt to zoom, it will change it. Fa salt to animal, it will change it. Aduano no awu di no salt no win a raw it any ye emfa. But if you should cook it, mix it with any other delicacy, it will come out as a beautiful recipe. Beautiful recipe. And so Jesus is saying, that is your life. The life that Christ has made Pastor Aaron. Now he is not gay. Now he is not whatever. Pastor Aaron, go to the production room. Lead them to your page. And then let them pick your pictures from your page. Let's put it here. And let's compare Pastor Aaron as gay and Pastor Aaron as pastor. I'm telling you, the devil has nothing to offer. Satan has nothing to offer. I mean, when Christ finds a young lady, what Jesus will do is that he adds value to you. And then he increases your value. That is all that I'm trying to say. This is 10 city note. How am I coming for? This is money. True? This is not toilet paper. This is money. Another word will be, this is currency. Yeah, currency. Currency comes from the word current, electric current. It means that money is liquidity. It flows. It's liquid. Money can flow from you to me. I'm an Uber driver. Your money will flow to me. When I give you my service, your money will flow from you to me. If I need to give you change, I will still give you money, but a different value. Yeah, but it's still money. One CD note is money. This one is also money. All these other ones are money, but different value. Different, Jimmy, swear, different value. Good. And so I was telling my team on Sunday that when a person is an unbeliever, he is still a soul. But the value of that soul is nothing. It's just like when I give you one of the old 10 CD notes. I say, thank you for coming to fix my air condition. Take this old currency. It is still money, but it is outdated. You can't use it anymore. So we are still Christians, but different value. I wish I can explain. Now, the point is, I don't know whether you are 10 cities, or 1 city, or 2 city value, or whether you are 20 city, or whether you are 50, or 48. I don't know whether you are 200, or whether you are 50. I don't know who you are. Now, let's say that a young man comes in here and meet two ladies in Alabaster. One is 1 CD bill. Another one is 50 euro bill. And the person saw that the 1 CD bill has hips, butts, boobs, and nice facial appearance. But the one that is 50 euro note, ne tono adro. Enfamye. I said, yeah, they that wawum adro. Ekum. Ninufuno atiegu. Enimu nye feye. Me yeah, some did the demonstration. Ekwa, the day train the Hong Kong. The different example where else I refuse the example. Even the example, no cry, you refuse the example. When we are projecting Pastor Aaron's stuff, I want it to be projected online also. So we are not there yet. We will come to that. The guy will take the 1 CD lady to his house after we have blessed their marriage. But I'm telling you, that young man will never know peace. Because the 1 CD value lady is unpolished, uncivilized, untrained, unpastorable, unteachable, untrainable. Hallelujah. Obe bano, who are painting in Sasso. Adrian, and winning, but the up is you nimble. I said, can we catch a pizza around the corner? Catch a pizza. Winning, baby, I'm a free walk right here. But I was telling the people that. So then, if I were you in 2022, my focus will be, God, upgrade me. No, because watch the scripture. Let's learn something from that particular scripture. What was the second scripture I quoted about the mighty man? Yay. Judges. No. That was about Jephthah. I quoted another scripture to say that David had mighty men. 2 Samuel chapter 10 verse 7. Put it on the screen and let's look at it. 2 Samuel chapter 10 and verse number 7. 2 Samuel 10 7 is the scripture. Focus, please. This is a very important service. Listen to the word of the Lord. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. Now, save this scripture and let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 2. 1 Samuel 22 verse 2, the Bible said, put it in GNT, let us, have it in an easy thing. The Bible said, people who were oppressed or in debt or dissatisfied went to David, about 400 men in all, and he became their leader. This leader was able to turn these miserable people, people that was disconfected and in debt, he was able to turn them, go back to the one chapter 10 verse whatever, 2 Samuel chapter 10 verse 7. David, as a leader, can turn people, go back to now the Bible is very clear that this leader can turn these men into mighty men. The people that were in 1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 2 now have become mighty men. The people that were in this scripture in the other one have become mighty men. Same thing Jesus did. He called ordinary people and made them disciples. But after 3 years, the disciples became apostles. Disciples became apostles after 3 years. Oh, you can clap your hands better. Mami Police, this is what we were expecting from African leaders. If we give you political power for 4 years, we expect you to turn us to mighty men. Don't come back after 4 years that we should give you another 4 years when you have done nothing. Let me tell you, most of the things that all our governments boast of, it is not bold enough. One district, one factory, 3 years, it's not bold. I can boldly tell you. And I'm not going to save this of this government and leave the other one. Building airports and bridges and all that. It's not bold enough. Now the value I am looking for is for the ordinary Ghanaian. Teach them how to fish. They will go and bring whales. Don't give them fish. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. No. Give them the net and teach them how to fish. And they will go and fish. They will bring empetri to fum. Now, the other Canada, it's not sustainable. Another government can just scrap it. But if you had taught the person, give me the, look at the way, you know, Greater Accra Reader Operation Clean Your Friend, people are mad. Hey, second word, you are mad. Mujabe. Why you are will an apra and non so yen toka? Unum robber nadia tofo. Now you say prafato ball the most membra. Mujabe say. Huh? We be in free office in Mekanja or Zepra when him. Are you okay? Somebody should tell you, clean your front. Check. I want you to check. Check is Ube Hunte and Tin Time. Cardboards is anywhere in this church. Anywhere. You won't find it. When a person goes to a place, they must feel that somebody is in charge. Somebody is in charge. By the time people are bringing wardrobe from their homes and warmer and pistol to your pavements and coming to cook on the pavement to sell it to people, I tell you, our leaders have lost their grip. Nobody is in charge. When you get up out, you get out of the Dubai International Airport, the moment you come out of the airport, drive through Driara to anywhere, you are going to know that somebody is in charge. Drive from Kutuka to Sapeman, you will know that nobody is in charge. Put the scripture back. One leader, and this leader is just a young boy, can turn people. Verse number 2, read it.
Na David say, you know, Osuma you abne na kofo no nyina akoy.
No, I don't know. Don't read it. Menka se bi esa scripture. I want your case. Menya mo ho ma. 1 Samuel 22 verse 2. E won ko
na
me hwe. Na wona. Stay there.
Na wona won ho achi won. No one now what did he aka?
A mema on watching the woman, mema on body aka.
No one now were a
whore. Any nipa won read a whore.
Babwa won an
obey. David can be able to make them mighty men. Put that one here. Wache is here and you are here in a different stroke of scripture. Who is there? Focus. Put us in that particular scripture. Thank you. So Wache is here. You are there. Wase one more won read a whore. One way the car. Anyone want?
One who actually won.
One who chill won. David Timid Daniel, who chill mighty people. Can switch your value from 10 cities to 50 euros. Wow. Timama Comfort, this is the point. So, what are you born again for 10 years? Now that's your one city. The Bible calls you an unprofitable servant. Tia! This is not nice information. This is very thought-provoking information. You've been a Christian for 10 years and your value is still 10 city Christian. The Bible calls you an unprofitable servant. Because every day is a day of transformation. From glory to glory, from grace to grace, from victory to victory, from empowerment to empowerment. You cannot be a Christian and still be a beggar all this time that you have been a Christian. I have for more moments. No problem. When you are still a hypocrite, you are still one city. Mama me one city, 10 city, no cry you too. You know, when people are going, and the other time I went and I heard that it was online and people were, some ladies, some section of women were very angry. How can you be angry when I'm telling you what your real value is? You don't like the truth. I said I will never, never, if I am going to marry, you know, and I'm, let's say that I'm not married and I'm going to marry as a Christian, knowing what I know today, I will never, never carry 6 pieces of cloth. And all the list that a bride will require. And give it to a woman. Ah, As I'm speaking to the woman, no, ni be bia eye dada. We di am say chupa. Ni be bia ye dada, na dwene ye dada, ni suban ye dada. You know, ni lufu atiegu. Men come in. Two years. Yeah, the baby. What say at the crown crown? What say at the crown crown? Enyemono akotuegu. Your buttons now will be lily. Enyemono asa onam lily lie. Lily lie now. A Christian but a gossip, a Christian but envious, a Christian but jealous, a Christian but hypocrite, a Christian but wicked, a Christian but bitter, a Christian but, you know, angry, a Christian but peeved, a Christian but witch, wizard, a Christian but an occultist, a Christian but a traditionalist, a Christian but comfort. Something is wrong with your value. I'm a comfort when you were addressing the pain. People can come to Saturday morning to come and pray. They look whether Kofi Odro is here. His car is not here. Mama Rita is not here. Poor. They go home. Wafa care free will fee. Ebe hese Kofi Odro by. Ebe bomb pie. Wama. Na wasa afa car. Na Kofi. Any a da. Emma. And it's not only you here, the people online also. Some of them, same thing. If it is not of you, no preaching, the numbers will not be the numbers online right now. Your faith is wavering. Your faith is wavering. Your faith is still wavering. Yeah. Your faith is wavering. If tambourine master comes to church and feels that and then I am more tambourine and then I am munti, as we cry me by metin any panim. Wa kuptinim because wa kuman in your papa. Tinim. Say a good amen.
Amen.
Am I teaching? Teaching God's word. Now, the point is, so Pastor Elisha, let me get Pastor Prince. Pastor Prince is stand here. Take this one. Who gave me this? I'm going to give it back, all right?
Thank you. And then 10 cities is confused. Did it turn? 10 equal. Let's say I'll give them 100%.
Now, Pastor Prince is one CD value. He is 1 Samuel chapter number 22, verse 2. When he came to the Lord, he was in debt, he was disconfected, and he was discontented. Now, if he chooses to feel that because I am in all this predicament, I am going to be mourning and pity partying myself, you will stay here and the rapture will take place and you will not even know we are gone. Therefore, in God's own infinite glory, this is what he does. Climb the stairs and stand behind Pastor Elisha. He shifts you to raise your value. Raise your value. So one CD plus 10 CD or plus 20 city becomes 20. What God is doing with every service, the teaching of the word, the preaching of the word, not ideologies, not insinhunu, not craziness, not madness, not things that will excite people, not things that is going to just, you know, move and enthuse people. No, we are preaching the word of God. We are all preaching a chino, a cano, a pimono, a ponino, a tenetino, a chilechino, yeah, a union time, a canonimu, a tunifo, a shunning crying. So, what the Lord will do, move to the third step. Pastor Elisha, move here, and all of you move to this particular place. God shifts you. And so now, 50 cities, 20 cities, one city. Now we have 71 cities. What the Holy Spirit is doing, gradually, by 6 months as a Christian, your value must shoot up. If you are a Christian woman, you will be of value. If you are a Christian man, you will be of value. Shift here. Move to Nana. This is what he does. So when the devil stands before you, he may feel that he is dealing with you. But he doesn't know he is dealing with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is why you cannot lose. This is why you cannot be defeated. This is why the enemy cannot stand you. This is why you can face tomorrow. This is why the glory of God will lift you to where you belong. I see your lifting. I see your raise. I see your elevation. I see your victory in the name of Jesus. Somebody shall hear. No weapon formed against you will ever prosper. No mountain will overpower you. No situation will come against you and prevail. God is your portion in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, I see an open heaven for God's people. I see supernatural acceleration for you and your family. You will never lack. You will never be disappointed. You will never be disgraced. You will never be ashamed. In the name of Jesus, you believe it shall hear. Clap those hands. Oh, shadadaha, yaha. So you cannot come to church for 10 years and still remain the same. Mm-mm. You can't. Can't be a beggar. You cannot live in the status quo. You cannot live in mediocrity. I'm telling you. So from today, your value is changing. In the name of Jesus, such a dignified child of God. That is not your portion. That is not your portion. And so the grace of God builds you. Tuesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, whilst you are hearing the word of God, prayer, presence of God, the word of God, prayer, prophetic ministration, healing ministration, deliverance ministration, the glory of God and the goodness of God is building you up. You cannot be a worse husband. You can only be the best. Your wife will love you for who you are by the grace of God. Your husband will love you for who you are by the grace of God. It is any part way when you miss you, a fo unto quasia kika on kika, or you're polished, or you're trained, or you're refined. Ya titin wapo, ya, yes, no, amenuma pa. Any part would name said, ya kasa. na namo wonim se de ye toto on tena se e map yi su tobre ntwem ansa na ne buru wadwene ho se obedua o ye prepared ne planning ye accurate ye ne prioritizing ne budgeting ne staffing you know on to tonye ma on hia e na won ni sika nya me de bema ni na o ye badwuma nyansa fonim defo hunu mu fo. Am I talking to you? Somebody shout, hey! Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Say any pan. Will be banners for so or whatever. What I was telling my team the other time, they said, all the women in this building are not the same. I'm not talking about beauty. I'm not talking about boobs, butts, and I'm not talking about curves. And I'm not also talking about money. I'm talking about character. Character. I don't have a month, brother. I'm talking about character. You are not the same. If you want my team, say, hey, oh, alabasta, but you need to tell you. Oh, kasapel, ah, 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 everybody say character. Now, I want you to say with me, Christian character. Christian character. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, go back, Pastor Elijah, Emmanuel, you go back a little bit. No, you stand here still. Stand here still. Emmanuel here. Nana, you are here. All of you, shift to Solomon. Now, they come here. By the time Solomon is 50 euro bill Christian, your value is there. So somebody that began from one city has ended up in 50 euros. Everybody say process. God is taking us through training, but it's a process. When you meet a team, but it's a process. But it's a look at this scripture. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 15. It's one of my very favorite scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Yeah. The Bible said, from your childhood, when you know the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through Christ, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The next verse is interesting. It says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And the Bible said it is profitable. Yeah, for correction. The preaching, profitable for rather doctrine. The word doctrine means teaching. Turn it into GNT and let us follow that course and we'll come back to this one. The Bible said, you know, and all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching the truth. The preacher must be a preacher of truth. No kure. No kure no. Eba pinch bo. But
it is that you are opening your way.
Yeah, you are opening your hospital. It's been a very long time. I took those injections on the bat. The bat injection. First of all, Mr. Opanier. Now, secondly, and you will meet just you know, sometimes it is as an old woman nurse, suffer a drop. And then he will pinch his there for a pill. Say, no, no, no. Baby. Those of you going for the COVID-19 injection on your hands, they give it to you. When you see the thing, the panniano, I no fear. Omo di adiye di kain fe faoha. Adiye ne kan wwe huye nyu. Chode kan osu adiye ne nye ya. Weye ya na panniano eba. So when the sovereign jina ha, I say, praise him, hallelujah. I feel all starters will preach here. But the dinner by heart, by heart. I know you're panning, you know. We are saying we'll be full. I know I can't. I said, I'm going to be full. Many of you are doing young couple one. Me, you will free me. I am and go a few. Nanti manim. Nayape. Many of you are doing young. Yeah, I am God Almighty. Walk thou before me and be ye thou perfect.
There is hope for your future, and the miracle is coming. And God will turn. Behun sa wa koma neighbor for me. Andrew sa ni yanya te tiama wewe. Ntie se ya eka sema zito. Te chin by heart man. Hallelujah. Bring the scripture back. Put it back in King James Version. And in the version, the Bible says, it is profitable for doctrine. The preacher must be a person who holds the word of God in correction. You're corrected. The way I know you're a kasa and you're a tana, you're a niagro. We correct you. We're doing the work of God. Correct you. If Pastor Steve plays nicely, skillfully, anointed as I know him to be, a very anointed leader, and does not pamper his wife like he pampers the keyboard, you get the analogy. We are people who nice, you know, they are shape box, you know, they are your same thing. Yeah. Baby Mavis, open holics and now open conflicts and yeah. Number can you say no number is in so a brand who I say? And ya fame what they a hand time cassa. Mira Mempabu anyway. Mempabu anyway. Yeah, so who's all the Mempabu and Beba. And not Debbie read them in Pabua Beba. And for the Omo Mpabua, a young Mpabua show a motu one to you. Ah, yeah, we are with the womb who ya, with them in Pabua Babi Guas. I'm going to see a kekano, a year in keka. I see a kekano, a year in keka. Sangwa siya kekano e yire enkeka. O yire ya uwo kristo munu wenye kristo mun tete ye. Kwa siya kasa sa hawonka. Say a good amen. And so when you look for correction, the Bible says for instruction in righteousness. Put this one in NIV. And in the NIV version, the Bible said, for correcting and training in righteousness. Trustimony your Christo wala shimling. This is what it means. Trustimony your Christo wala shimling. Training. When we come here, it's not a joke. And you say, you know, a serious training. Ejeku is married to his beautiful wife. Stan, let's see you. Come with your baby girl. You know, you are shy, but come and let's see you. Let me pray for you. Yeah. Moka illustration, oh, beautiful woman. Yeah. Wow. We need a form. The Bible says, watch and pray. I could do the labor labasha. Mrs. Etesen, congratulations. Welcome home. This is Alabaster International Ministry. God's own family. Now, when I say Ejeku akoware mi sweetheart na ode no aba ni fie, if Ejeku, put a scripture on the screen, if Ejeku does not have training in righteousness, it is going to be difficult to treat this woman well. If this sweet woman does not understand training in righteousness, it will be difficult to treat this man well. Because anything, the Bible said, whether you eat or drink, whether you wear or sleep, you should do it all as unto God and for his glory. In other words, treating this man, whatever the DNA is said, the table is said, the right cutlery is used and utensils are used, right napkins are used, you know, it's because you are doing it as if you are doing it unto Christ when Christ visited you. That is how it is. When the woman dresses in the night with a nice lingerie, it is as if unto Christ. You are doing it for your husband as unto Christ. Obi on my one person ni kuno sheswa unyare. On person, you could just own your name. It is time what the code draws so quite go blow shit. The now finning that. What the abeda? O pass so sir. But if you are doing it unto the Lord, trained in righteousness in Christ Jesus, the moment he enters the house, he can sense the atmosphere, the perfume, the fragrance that is meeting him. It is that Rebecca said, hey, yeah, mommy. Oh, wow, I hi, sweet. Utimo said, and they jab them. Say a good amen. I congratulate both of you, and Father, I pray that whatever you do shall be forever. Let this marriage be like the Garden of Eden, that is watered, favored, and blessed. Lacking nothing, you will never lack any good thing. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for them. Clap for them. We are going to have an anointing service tonight before we go home. But before we go, so Solomon, Nana, Emmanuel, Elisha, and Prince, when this man stands here, never. Even if somebody is somewhere and you know, I say, catch and say, this one can do it. No. I don't lie. If you will fire me, fire me. I don't lie. I don't fidget figures. I don't fabricate, you know, documents that you do. I was listening to a conversation that a man and a woman was having, and they saying that the person was in the fire service or say immigration or something. And I was saying, my age to 15 years. I'm saying, what is to 15 years? By now you should be on pension for other people to take your places, but you are not ready to go home. That is why there is no places for the people. Sadi anyway, untiminye ne car ba port, untiminye fraudulent documents, untiminye custom office aninye bako inside for this kind oye ye because of ne value. It is fancy. But who are we? Ne yere kowo abrochiri. Ofa oba afofre nye yi. Fancy ne yere bedi abusumi insia. Abusumi insia ni zipo ni yatum. Aha for my Ghana. Yatum. So jamai, they say, and I'm Michia on crop for no quetia mikuru. The soldier for the bibi guru. Meaning about the soldier ni ne papanso no soldier ni inter ye no soldier for by. Show me Dean, I'm saying, grow for girls and then grow for you. No more, I'm off. I know you are. You were with plenty, pa. And you're meeting me, show one with tuning our wires. The woman said, a chum. I be for our name, we know, so you're near and can your bow, march and nice. I feel your bad. You were a sample. You are sample. Now, put the pictures of Pastor Aaron when he was gay, one after the other. This was Pastor Aaron. Pastor Aaron, the gay, before Christ met him. Any other? This is Pastor Aaron. This is Pastor Aaron. Now, this is gay proper. Mumfanka me mumpe will be sending a fan and call parliament. Committee no a debate again. No more here we. Now, a mumo dear, why are ready? No, young run a dross that we invent. Tiano, I am ready. I feel we are not catching say, gay, a yard papa. This is Pastor Aaron. Mrs. Satan to me, Jimmy, wah. Ratano, who is a woman now, you're God.
obi awa ba abadwe sama na ba ba be gu na ha onu mum no dwen so ye ga o dia she long bush and odin toma etwa na se we are ready to shoot at the fetch that I need to ye utrum we are ready to shoot next one and then we will have Pastor Aaron the man of God. Aaron, the man of God. Pastor Aaron,
this is what Jesus can make a person transform the life of a person. Your value will go from here to there because this is what Christ is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think. Ask or imagine. Ooh. Who wouldn't serve a God that can transform like this? This is beautiful. The glory of what God can transform a person to become. Ubi wo hono mu a nyame aye ni sei bado pedadam opesoko dadam entina ni Kristo ka se obi ni there is no man that put his hand to a plow and turned his back that is worthy of the kingdom of God kini yede do do se obi ni wa wode ni nsa sofuntum dad yem na wodane nani hwe na chi ya wo fata onyankopo ahinie obi ni now look at this beauty the Lord brings you to this beauty. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is what Christ does. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Thank you very much. I preached with you. The God that can turn people who are in debt into mighty men. Mighty men. He's the one I'm talking about. Hallelujah. To his ever-increasing glory. Romans chapter 8. He said something very profound. I think from verse number 25. Let's read from verse 25. For if we hope that, go to verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helped our infirmities. The Spirit, when you are weak, the Holy Ghost will help you. Lord, I cannot do it, but you have a helper, a divine helper. For we know not what we should pray as we ought. The Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with the groaning, with groanings which cannot be uttered. In the next verse, the Bible is saying, and he that searcheth the hearts, my God, I fear this verse, this particular verse. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Next verse, verse number 20. For those he did foreknow, for we know that all things work together for good to them, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Verse number 29, the Bible said, for whom he did foreknow, this was what I want to read, he did also predestine to be conformed into the image of his dear son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Next verse will bless you so much. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them also he called. And whom he called, them also justify. And whom he justified, the Bible said he has glorified. Put this in another version. In this version, in the same verse, the Bible said, and those whom God set apart, he called. And those he called, he put right. And those he put right with himself. And he shared his glory
with them. This is too strong. As I am standing here, I am a heir of God and I am a joint heir with Christ. Yeah, I am not just an ordinary person. I am a joint heir with Christ. Another version of the same verse. The Bible is saying, and those he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Another version, this one says, and having chosen them, he called them to come to him, and having called them, he gave them the right standing with himself, and having given them the right standing, he gave them his glory. Another version, this one says, after God made the decision of what his children should look like, he followed it up by calling people by name. After he called them by name, he set them on a solid basis with himself. And then after getting them established, he stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what he has begun. And the Amplified Version, I finish with that. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those he called, justified, declared free of the guilt of sin. And those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them raised them to a heavenly dignity. Read that verse of scripture. Let us say, Roman for me, the word of God. He has glorified you. He has glorified you. Raise your hands and speak in the spirit for a few minutes. Giko takra kafikoska magratakatu krahado rakata. The presence of God is in this place. The fullness of God is in this place. Come on, people. Labra hadaka. Everybody online, come on, raise your voice. Panda zuka branta akiva rakatute amakrato spirahata ivanto rakata noske imanta namakura dakate rabata kafik. Somebody cry out, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Can I hear your voice? Hey! Holy Ghost, stir your people up again. Stir us again. Touch us again. Revive us again. Renew us again. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Today is the 1st of February 2022. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Yet to the Lord. Pa-da-da-da-da. Dear God. Raise your voice! God! Zeta! Dear! Na 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 na.
Zia!
Now commit yourself into the hands of the Lord for the whole month of February. To worship that answer. Busumi February, if I worship that answer, in the name of Jesus, if I want to know, so I don't obey. Come on, in the name of Jesus. At this radio, be a war, busumi. Somebody prophesy as a mighty man and woman. Declare, let it come out of your spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. I give a rota kadeho. Hey, give a rota tuda. Rando spira katarada. Igando namaraka. Ivando no koshka. Hey! Raise your voice. Pandarada. Duanabadada. What the Lord has declared concerning you, that also shall stand. Gabadi andoska. Vila madadada kosh. Hey! Get the oil ready. Get the oil ready. Hallelujah. Cut the drums, just a key. Well, raise your hands unto the Lord. I sing this in. Something happened and I know he touched and then put the song there for us. Something happened. Special night. Something happened. Something happened. And now
I know he touched me and made.
Everybody walk to the altar. Walk to the altar. Something happened. Something happened.
And now I know
he
touched me and made me whole.
Something happened. Something happened.
And now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Something happened. Something happened. And
now he touched me and made me.
Raise your hands up to the Lord. Pidan such love that something happens. Something
happens.
last time, something really happened.
Something happened. And now I know
he
touched me and made me whole.
Bring your music, sing with your voice. Something happened.
Something happened. And now
I know he and
made me.
Sing it for the last time. Something happened. Something
happened.
And I know
he touched me and made me whole.
Oh, something happened.
Something
happened. And now I present you all before the throne of God for the month of February 2022. I declare in the name of Jesus that you belong to Christ and you are the temple of God, and that no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. You and your household and your enterprise, you are for signs and wonders. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18. I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. I declare the covenant blessings of Inshremu, 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 over your destiny. I declare this, the oil of increase, the oil of multiplicity, the oil of the supernatural, the oil of favor, the oil of victory, the oil of grace, the oil of the anointing, the oil of the presence of God, that the Lord will use you mightily. This month is our month for souls. Accra. Souls for Christ. Our month for souls. Receive the glory, the touch of God. Can go back to your seat when I touch you. Receive the glory, the touch of God. Receive the glory. Online, get involved. Get involved. Receive the glory, the touch of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Receive, help it. The glory, the touch of God. Rabada go salana na mate. Ria, let him come forward. Let him come. Gia da do do mon sanda da da ba.
Something happened. Something
it did
happen, and now I know he touched me and made me.
Rabada Bahasha.
Something happened.
Hey!
Something
Zia.
Now I know he touched
me. Hey!
Something happened, yeah. Something happened, and now I know.
Receive the glory, the glorious touch.
We say something happened. Something happened.
The Lord will keep you and bless you.
He touched me and made me. Something happened. Something happened. And now something happened.
Something happened.
And now I know.
Hey! Let them come for me.
Something happened.
receive the glory.
Something happened, happened.
It did happen. Stand to your feet.
Hear now.
See, God of the in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do me a favor. Put your hand where the oil. Everybody stand. Put the oil. Put your hand where the oil is. How baby, I'm going to answer to. Everybody online, if you have some ointment or oil at home, you can do that. If you don't have any oil, no problem. Put your hand on your head and let's get to work. An anointing will sweep on us for 2022. You have never seen anything like that before. The power of Almighty God will descend tonight. The glory of the presence of God is in this place. There is a move of God, the enrichment of the Holy Spirit tonight in this place. Something is coming on you right now. Something is coming on you right now. Something is coming on you right now. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Now I commend you to God, to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. I declare by the grace of God that you will never lack.
Amen.
I'm in awesome. That you will never lack.
Amen.
You will never be disappointed.
Amen.
Disappointed.
Amen.
I declare you will never be hindered.
Amen.
No weapon formed against you will ever prosper.
Amen.
The Lord will accelerate your course.
Amen.
Watch over you, bless you, elevate to lift you. Receive the glory. Receive it now. Receive the glory. Receive it now. Receive the glory. Receive it now. You will be favored throughout this year.
Amen.
But for this month, you will see the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
You will come back with testimonies.
Amen.
Testimonies.
Amen.
Testimonies.
Amen.
Testimonies.
Amen.
Will be your portion.
And
the Pebiyamo. Everybody be fair with some. You are be kuamao. Everybody do be see ye. Everybody adi wanamo be see ye. Yeah, the lines will fall in pleasant places.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed.
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 Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. I declare that every expectation you came with into this building, you are going with a visitation. A visitation is going with you. In Jesus' mighty name. If you are sick, be healed. If you are afflicted, be loosed. In the name of Jesus, I release prayer for Mrs. Dean's mother, wherever she is in the hospital. And anybody who is part of this commission, Alabaster International Ministry, in any branch, an online church, on television church, radio church, I bring them all before the throne of God. May the goodness of God surround them as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem. I declare it in Jesus' name. You are blessed and highly exalted. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody clap these hands and give God the glory. When you look at the date of today, 1-2-22. 1-2-22. 22 is the number of God. Number 1 is the number of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 4. The Bible said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is number one. The Lord your God is one." Ubitimi toka asantoa one.
A person church said there is only one Asanto.
Amen.
Caroline one.
Amen.
Nana one.
Amen.
Comfort one.
Amen.
A person church said there are many comforts, but we are not your number one. Diddy one. I wish there is something like that. Say a good amen.
Amen.
But God says, I am number one. The number two means witness. The Bible says, once I have spoken, twice you have heard, that all power belongs to God. Now, in this atmosphere, I am going to challenge everybody online. Everybody online. The number two, I have 200 cedis. I want to put it on the altar. You have 200 euros, $200, 200 pounds, 200 safer, 200 whatever, dirhams, 200, you know, RMB, China's money, whatever it is, 200 rands. The numbers are going to be on your screen. I will take my 200. If you have 200, you know, walk to the altar. You don't have 200, you know, whatever you have, you just pick it up and let's do it. 200 cedars. 200. I'm challenging 200 cedars. You have $200. You have 200. You don't have 200, you have 100, you have 50, you have 20, 10, whatever. This is covenant we are having with God on the 1st of February, that we declare that from day 1 of February to the last day of February, it will be God's generosity to you. God's benevolence. Yeah. God's benevolence. You have 200 something, two. Stand here. Let's pray. Two. Where is our resolution for the man? This is mobile money. And if you want to send your mobile money, that is it. You can use this one. 200. You could add the other one to it, please. 200. You don't have 200. You have 100. Come to the altar. It's fine. Rush to the altar. We don't have time. Run. Run. Let's do this. 200. You have 50, run. You didn't plan for this. You didn't prepare for this. It's fine. 200. I will not sign off because God is telling me there are the people online that he wants to visit. You know, whilst I'm ministering, the Lord is telling me something about your sweetheart in the U.S. I will tell you. 200. You don't have 200. You have 100. You have 50. You have 20. You have 10, you have 5, you have 2, you have 1. Whatever you have, come to the altar. And lift it up and say, Father, you know my heart. I have determined. Come forward. Because I have determined to walk with you. I declare in the name of Jesus. By this seed, by my faith, I declare, open the heavens and satisfy me. And settle me in the name of Jesus and bless me. Defend your name on my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before you drop the seed, you are believing God for something. Online, don't miss it. You are believing God for something. This is the time. Are believing God for something. The people are praying. The numbers are on your screen. You can send your seed now. This is not for everybody. This is for somebody. That somebody will do what that it is for. And we'll see the glory of the Lord. Hey, my God. When you finish, engage the altar.
when you finish, you can engage the altar. And when the seed touches the altar, God, activate your covenant blessings upon your people and show them evidentially that you are God by yourself. In the name of Jesus the Christ. This is not the time you miss offering. This particular one is not the time to miss. Even if you are on camera, this one, we don't joke with it. People on the traffic department, tell them they can't miss this one. This is a serious one. Did happen and now I know he touched. Pick up your offering and let's close. Something did happen. Something happened. And now I know. People, something happened. It did happen. I know. This year,
you will see the glory of God. Because when you meet Shira, you will be that person. I declare over your heart, over your enterprise, and everything that you do. May the Lord prosper and flourish it in Jesus' name. Come and drop it here. You don't have it. Don't worry. Yours is what I put there. Something.
It happens. And now I know he touched me and made me whole.
What a service. Something happened.
Something.
And now
I know he touched me and made me whole.
Stand to your feet, let's close. Something happened.
Something
did happen.
And now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Something happened. Sing it for the last time. Something happened.
Something. Hey! It happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole.
What a service. What a time in the presence of God. What a service. Glory to the name of Jesus. Let me give glory to the Lord for my management team, the Flight Alabaster, led by Andrew Sasu, that made this production possible, for all our friends from around the world to join us tonight on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. Thank you very much. We are grateful. Use the opportunity to thank God for your life, everybody who came to this August Temple, Amponsa Memorial Temple tonight, to be part of what the Lord is doing. May the Lord bless you. Turn to somebody and tell the person, you will flourish this month and this year. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands for the Lord. Thank you. Thank you so very much. But you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. You are here or online and you are not born again. And all the presence of God that we are enjoying will not be beneficial to you if you do not know the Lord, and your sins are not forgiven and your name is not written in the book of life. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight,
I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer and ask in the name of Jesus that you will ground them, solidly ground and root them in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That they will be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Sickness and sin will never have any place on their bodies and within their space. Now I release your people, my Father and my God, in your presence and in this fresh fire and anointing, let them go and excel. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. From all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs. The Lord bless you. I love you. See ya. Next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.